Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Maybe a storm causes multiple leaks. Just the look of a worn roof can keep you from selling your home. This is Jeff Calkins, and I want to tell you about Bennett Roofing, a locally owned, licensed, and insured company that understands that your roof is a big investment. So from beginning to end, they'll let you know everything to expect and how your beautiful new roof is going to look when it's done. So contact the folks I'd contact by going to BennettRoofingMemphis.com or calling 359-9708. That's 359-9708.
She serves too. Women make up about 16% of the American Armed Forces, and they've got a story to tell. From what it's like to wear the nation's military uniform and break glass ceilings while in the military, to transitioning to civilian life when their tour of duty is complete. Stay connected to the unique perspective of female veterans at ConnectingVets.com.
Whether you were a soldier, sailor, airman, or Marine,
ConnectingVets.com.
Hi, it's Glenna Ward with Intercom Radio and Digital Solutions. For my entire career, I've helped Memphians with their advertising needs. So whether you need help with your radio advertising or a digital plan, call me. I have experience in helping all types of businesses reach their sales and branding goals. 901-337-9857. There's no cost in a conversation, so let's talk. Whether it is branding or a special event or sale, 901-337-9857. Thanks.
AutoZone. Welcome to AutoZone. Working on an oil change? We can help you get started. Right now, you can get 5 quarts of Mobil 1 synthetic high-mileage motor oil and an STP extended life oil filter for just $31.99. And if you need it fast, you can get it fast your way, whether it's next-day delivery or free same-day pickup, in-store or curbside. The choice is yours. Getting your job done just got easier. Restrictions and details at AutoZone.com.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
And now a game of Commercial Chicken, brought to you by Progressive, where we see how long Flo can go without talking about insurance. Ready? Go.
So, have you noticed how everyone's grammar is completely awful now? Like, you know, the texting and the LOLs. Whatever happened to punctuation? I mean, drivers who switch to Progressive can save big!
Okay, you win. We can't help but save customers money. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Yeah, we're all busy with important things to do. But don't forget, it's also important to laugh. Laughing keeps you sane. So for your sanity's sake, check out Comedy Now on Radio.com.
After college, I moved into my own apartment. It's near where my parents live. It's across the hallway.
Comedy Now plays nonstop stand-up comedy from the best comedians in America.
I'll tell you what place I like on the plane is that little bathroom. It's like your own little apartment on the plane.
Listen to Comedy Now anytime on Radio.com, on your desktop, smart speakers, or the free Radio.com app.
If there's anything we know about Mid-Southerners, it's that we've got grit and determination. We as Mid-South, individuals, business leaders, and community leaders have a common goal, to come out of this stronger than ever. Together, we can move Memphis forward. We want to spotlight those who are moving Memphis forward. We'd love to hear from you. It can be your own story, the story of a business, or someone you know. Share the positives with us so we can share it with the city. Simply visit 929ESPN.com and click on the hashtag Move Memphis Forward banner. Hashtag Move Memphis Forward, powered by Best Care Plumbing, Heating, and Air.
The sizzle is real this summer. And the weather won't be the only thing heating up, because right now, your chance to win red hot cash is heating up too, thanks to the new Red Hot Instant Games. So the next time you're out, why not pick one up? Then stay in, stay cool, and stay hot with Red Hot Instant Games. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing, summer-escaping fun. Please play responsibly.
Yankee Doodle wanted fun for just a single dollar. Found a jackpot in the millions and began to holler. Lotto America, look it up! The prize is getting bigger. Mind the rules and play today and you could be a winner. Go to town on Lotto America and put the country's hardest working game to work for you. Lotto America, from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Take me around the world and back again. As I'm searching for my something. Oh, that's something that I'm wondering. Where I'm going when my story ends. Does it even matter anyway? No. Focusing on coping with the pain. Yeah, only getting older by the day. Yeah, only getting older.
Live Love Memphis group looking to buy or sell. Go with the Live Love Memphis team at Remax Experts because they are the best in the city. They're going to help you get top dollar for your home. That's what they specialize in. Did it for Jason, did it for KT, Scott. List goes on and on. So if you want to get involved with them, and you should, email info@livelovememphis.com.
Or you can call them up. 901-685-6000. My man Contar did. Lewis did too. Just went in and called that number. Asked for Jennifer Carson. She'll take you all the way through the steps. I took too long to call that number, quite frankly. Waited too long. Waited too many years, too many months worrying about, okay, what am I going to have to do to put my home on the market? And then after I do, is it actually going to sell? Live Love made it a very simple process for a guy who'd never sold a home. Many of you have already been through that, so you won't have all the worrying to do. But for those that were like me, maybe you're worrying a little bit too much, stop it. Just make the call. 685-6000 again. Ask for Jennifer Carstensen. But anyone from our hard worker team will get you onto this path. It'll be quickly done. It'll be simple. The lines of communication will be wide open. Whatever you don't know, you will know. That's how it was for me. That's how it always is with the Live Love Memphis group at Remax Experts. They're at livelovememphis.com.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. If you listen closely, you can hear it.
60 minutes.
Tick-tock. 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 As the city and the world await a decision from one Moussa Cisse, 6'11", big man, over at Lausanne.
It's looming. It's looming. LSU's been hearing the same TikTok for longer than this because they've been hoping it was them for a while.
Mm-hmm. But Memphis is the overwhelming favorite at this point. They got it done. I mean, there's no question that they got this thing done. And it's a testament to Penny Hardaway. It's a testament to, you know, that staff for, you know, obviously turning the tide in this recruitment. Corey Evans over at Rivals, he was actually in town last. I don't know if he is still now, but he even said it today in a piece he put up, you know, that Memphis, you know, turned the tide of this recruitment. And now it's just a matter of, you know, the red tape and when that decision becomes official, Jason.
Nobody talking about how Penny got it done, just that it's done.
You know what? I'm going to go with the Brian Snow answer. You know, I worry less about the why and more on the where, you know. Not really a big – I don't think it's going to – I mean, you know, Penny just had a – you know what it was? They really drove home how they were going to use him. That's what it was. They really drove home how they were going to use him. And that's what changed the recruitment.
Whatever he said, it worked. Whatever he did, it worked.
That's right.
And what you got to know, too, is Penny ain't – you know, Penny just not a fool in the sense that you got to know there's eyes all over watching.
Yep.
Particularly after what just happened with James Wiseman and how that went down. Particularly how we think that some have got it in for Penny, some that may not necessarily admire the, you know, how quickly he was able to rise up in college basketball, coming from a number one, let's face it, a middle school gig, then to high school, and then very quickly to a head coach of a, let's face it, of a well-resourced, powerful, relevant college basketball program.
Yep.
And all of a sudden, he's got the number one class. So I won't, you know, sit here and act naive and like that. That ain't a possibility either. All of that said, you go get a Musa Cisse, which is what I think, and I've listened now, and we'll ask Seth Greenberg about him too, but yep. I think you've got a very, I don't want to say Penny's desperate.
Yeah.
But I think he is, because how can a millionaire be desperate? But I think in a way he is, in the sense that he's desperate to give Memphis what he feels like it deserves, mm-hmm. which is a program that nationally people talk about. And so out of that expectation, himself having that expectation, man, he's going to do whatever he's got to do.
Yeah.
In particular when it comes to the team he's got next year, how much of a need there is for a player like Musa, and then what it represents if you do get him, how much it can totally change in terms of your fortunes for year three, how far you could go. You know, if you're playing college basketball, you're going to have a shot at a national title with a guy like Musa Cisse playing defense for you. And again, you know, doing plenty for you offensively. And this, I don't want to act like the guy's just a project offensively. It'd be a stud. I mean, he's an absolute NBA athlete at 6'11". Who blocks shots with the best of them. And so that gets you to that, to what I think Penny envisions when he thinks about this program when he took the job, which was this thing shining, this thing being headline-grabbing on ESPN and newspapers everywhere else. And that's why you're going to see a guy that's going to do whatever it takes to go get the best. Like we said, he ain't here to hit singles. He's here to make you proud of this thing, hit grand slams and home runs. That's what he wants to do. That's the way he's envisioned it. And so if that's desperation, then Penny's desperate. And so what that means is LSU losing a guy here that you know, that would have been obviously a stud down there too, but means more to Memphis and to Penny right now. That's kind of where Penny is right now, you know, going into year three.
No, I agree with means everything more you said. Here. I agree with everything you said. I mean, for a variety of reasons, Jason Derulo.
Not a fan of it, but what? Don't put me in him.
You don't understand. Jason Derulo has had a real career resurgence. I'm serious.
I'm not a hater of Jason Derulo. I don't think I have anything in common. So you just speaking out his name in a segment with me doesn't make much sense.
Well, you know, I do admire him.
But that's how your funny brain works, isn't it?
I think you and him actually do have more in common than you think. You know, because you sort of, you know, reinvented your career, did you not? I mean, you reinvented your career. You went from being a preps writer to a Memphis Tiger basketball writer to a radio man. And not just a radio man, but a talented radio man. And you've really changed the way that radio is done in this city.
No.
But anyway.
That we haven't done.
But anyway.
I digress. Thank you.
It's been a while since I've gone off the reservation quite like that. But I do agree with everything you said in the sense that, you know, I do believe Memphis needed to get this done. I just do. I make this point time and time again, but it's just true. Memphis was the talk of the sport last season.
This time last year,
you know, Penny was. You know, he got through his first year on the job. Mm-hmm. And listen, I'm working on a big sort of piece and a big project about Penny, in year three. Because I'm not saying he's getting an extension. He's going to be at Memphis.
Oh, Rudd as much said as much when we had
so
him on.
So I don't want it to come off like that. But in terms of the perception of the program and the future success of it, I do think year three is vitally important. That I believe. Not to say that if you don't have a great year three and you make the Final Four in year four, but perception is everything in this sport when you're trying to get kids in 2021, 2022. We know how hard it can be for coaches when they don't have tournament success. We lived it with Josh when he got there.
Well, his was not having enough of it.
Yeah.
It wasn't just about getting in the tournament.
Yeah, I mean, he got into the tournament.
Became half more.
Right? Penny has not gotten to the tournament yet. You know, so we can't even have the conversation about success once you get there. I mean, it's just fair. It's just true, you know. And eventually, that will be something that – it's been 2 years, and I don't even know if you can count the second year because of the pandemic, right? Like, it ended the season before You know, again, Memphis.
Something you have to take into account. They didn't look like they were on their way to the tournament.
No, Memphis was not.
That stands as a fact.
Yeah, Memphis was not
had a chance, but it was outside.
Yeah, barring a miracle run in the AAC tournament, they were not going to get in. However, you know, I think year three is an important year just to sort of remind people and to show people in the sport, coaches, high school coaches, players, that we're not just a sizzle, right? Like we're not just a hot, sexy hire in 2018. You know, there's some substance behind that. You know what I mean? Like to have two straight classes of lottery picks, I think, is absolutely huge. Not many programs can do that. Nobody in the AAC is doing that. You know, there are teams in the Big 10, the Big 12. I mean, you know who those teams are going to be. Kansas, Kentucky, Duke, Carolina, you know. I mean, those are the teams that can say they've got back-to-back years of lottery picks. That's a hell of an accomplishment to be able to say that. And Memphis is very, very clearly going to have that. I mean, Musa Cisse is a projected, you know, lottery pick right now. Precious Achiuwa is, you know, going to go in the lottery. You know, that is a very impressive thing to be able to say. You know, to in recruiting, you know, to against other coaches. And that also backs up sort of what you've been saying is that, you know, Memphis is the destination, you know. We're going to get you where you need to be. You come in as a lottery pick. You're going to leave as a lottery pick. Maybe you jump up a couple spots. You know, you come in as a first rounder. We can get you the lottery. These are all things that Penny can use in his arsenal. But you got to get those kids. That's the first step. And Penny's doing that. And it looks as though he's going to do that with Musa. You know, a lot of people – you know, mistakenly act as though I can't give Penny credit or I don't give Penny credit on the show. It's just ridiculous. It could be further from the truth. And I know some people make that in joke and jest, whatever. But I have never.
Well, Penny ain't give you a nickname,
huh?
Penny never gave you a nickname.
He may have a name,
and
for
I
it.
Think that's why we.
He
do
may
it
have
in
a
jest.
Name for me, mother. But it ain't.
Why would he do, John? You did the about it. You did the story about his style and his. You know, the suit, the $1,000 suits he wears. Man ain't gonna let you do that kind of story.
$1,000 suits.
And it's FU.
$1,000 suits. That's disrespectful.
They tens of thousands?
Yes. Come on now. You got a personal stylist. You
tens of $1,000 suits are still $1,000 suits?
Gary Parrish wears $1,000 suits. Penny's wearing $20,000 suits. Okay, let's just get that one straight.
$10,000 or $20,000.
100%. Bro, his outfit.
Lord have mercy, that's
bro,
money.
The belt itself is going to be
$1,000. How rich that man is.
The belt.
And you telling me people in college basketball wouldn't have it out for a dude like that, wouldn't hate on him behind his back?
I want to know when the last time you went suit shopping was, bro.
Bro, buying a $1,000 suit is good for me. $1,000, $1,000.
Yeah. Hey, $1,000 or $9,000
suit is
know,
out off saying, the reservation.
You think you and Penny gonna go to Men's Warehouse together? I mean, is that
Penny and Penny go to James Davis? I get that. I've seen the pictures over there.
Yeah.
I don't. You know, I've gotten one suit out of James Davis.
Have you?
On sale about 10 years ago.
That's dope.
Dope. Did I tell you I still wear it? You hear how old it was, and then I had to get it on sale.
Really?
Yes. And I think I actually wore that to some of the. You remember when Memphis was a boxing capital? I wore that thing to some of the old time boxing matches. That's
wow.
How I've kept that suit around. Now I can't fit in it anymore.
You wore the suit to a boxing match?
We used to cover, dude. After the Rumble on the River, dude, we had tons of fights here.
I had no idea. That
yeah, we covered them for the paper, man. What are you talking about? Tons of fights. Remember Winky?
He'd Big Winky?
No. Winky Wright.
Oh, yeah, Winky Wright. Yeah.
Who that?
Light-skinned brother, Winky
Big
Wright.
Big Winky used to DJ with Boogaloo. Who the What are you talking about? Your brain, bro.
Big Winky, bro.
Big Wink. Yeah, different brother.
Winky Wright was a light-skinned brother, right?
Yes. Yeah, a champion, a pound-for-pound champion back
I,
in the
I actually
day.
Remember him from
he came
Fight
through.
Night.
Uh-huh. Who else? A couple. There's another one that Big Time came in after. I don't remember, but we became the boxing capital. I'd wear this suit every time.
What did it look like?
It was gray.
It was a gray suit.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
What was it like?
It was a Hugo Boss gray suit from James
Ooh.
Davis. For me, it was the best I had
Ooh.
Done. Yeah. I got to the CA, bought that thing as a preps rider. top of the line, top of the line.
Hey, you were the flyest prep writer in the state of Tennessee. Man, could nobody touch you, bro.
Bro, you are so blessed and yet happy, and you take it for granted you were able to skip preps. Nobody has to do that anymore, work their way up. Mm. And you just find it so funny that a brother had to cover preps on his way up.
No,
yes, you do. Let's stop playing.
No,
So let's get back to it. Let's get back to the conversation since you want to turn let's turn the heat lamp back on you.
Okay.
Because I heard the doubt in your voice, and I heard the doubt in Calkins' voice when Mike left about whether Penny would be able to recruit at a national level, continue to keep it up at lottery level type status. And yet in landing Musa,
big time,
he will quickly
silencing
prove,
doubters.
He will quickly prove that. Yeah. And look, it was fair probably to wonder that and say, is Penny good? Or is he going to have to, you know, just keep the best local guys? Well, and Landon Musa, a guy who we all thought, the whole country thought he was locked up to LSU, and he was. He was. He's showing he can get it done without Mike. It's big. It's huge to me in terms of keeping this thing going, again, to what we're talking about, at the level Penny sees,
yep,
which is still getting guys like this. Again, it's different now. When Penny started this, he didn't think he'd be battling the G League for guys.
Correct.
You know, there's that part of it, too. But then you lose a guy who's got a ton of relationships like Mike, right? And there's, you know, national relationships to that point. And so it's fair to question if they're going to be able to keep it up. I'm giving you and Jeff a little bit of grief, but it was a fair thing to question. He's showing you clearly and very quickly that is not a concern for him. That when it comes down to it, again, a guy who looks like he's completely out of his grasp, he goes right back and grabs. So that says a ton because, again, it's not just doing it without Mike.
Right.
It's keeping the lottery thing going. You know, we'll make you better here. Doing it outside, what's the usual? You got to go to Kentucky or Duke to do this type of thing. No, come play for a guy who was head of the Hall of Fame, a former NBA first team All Pro. Come play for him. He'll make you better, like he did with Precious Achiuwa. It's important all the way around.
Indeed.
Because Mike Miller ain't at Memphis anymore. This
Correct.
Is Penny's program, and so going forward to do it the way he sees it, to get this done without, says a ton.
It does
says a ton about his motivation get it done. That's real.
So. I did sort of have concerns about the trajectory.
Mike's got great relationships.
Because Mike was a huge piece of what they were doing. Let's be clear about that. I mean, he was the running mate of Penny Hardaway. You know, with this program, it was Hardaway.
Oh, they were on planes,
you know
dude.
What
it
mean?
Was yeah,
yeah. Yeah, I mean, make no mistake about that. And Mike has, you know, listen, he brought RJ. I mean, RJ Hampton's in the fold. You know, Sky Clark just mentioned it. He was on with us. Sky Clark said he's been down to Memphis to work out with Mike. All right? So let's just be very clear about the connections that Mike has around the country. That's not just something that I made up. I mean, that's real.
No, it's real. We get that.
But I will say this for Penny. First of all, I mean, he doesn't need me to vouch for him. I mean, the guy is a basketball icon, right? Like, in and of himself. You know, he is, for a lot of these parents, right, that are coming through this generation, he is the guy. You know, I mean, he is the guy that they remember with the Magic, you know, as part of that sort of that franchise and that era of basketball. He was the next coming of Mike, you know, and had he not gotten hurt, a lot of people sort of saw him as the torch guy. You know, he was the guy that Mike was going to pass the torch to. And so, you know, let's just be very clear about that. But I will say this for a penny. Getting Musa, landing Musa, after everything that's happened this spring with the missing out on Jalen Green and Greg Brown, with the IRP thing, with Mike leaving, it is a message. It is a message that Penny will not go silently into that good night. You're gonna have to take him out if you want him out, because he ain't gonna go silently. And that's Penny's whole career.
Not until he's deemed he got it done.
Yeah,
right. If he doesn't, I get the sense he'll leave on his own.
Yeah, I mean that's Penny's that's been Penny's career. You know, the dude is a fighter and he's scrapping now. He's got two assistants on the staff right now. He's still getting Musa done. You know, he stepped in and got DeAndre Williams himself. You know, I mean that was all Penny. You know, so I let's just make that very clear. When Penny locks in on these guys, he more often than not, he gets them.
That's why I just, and again, separate subject, but back to what we were talking about earlier, Kenny Chandler. If you lock in, maybe there's a possibility. You know, you made the point, maybe it's too late, but when he's done that, and again, you like J.D. Davison better. That's one thing.
Yeah.
That's a whole other thing, and you feel like you can get him because, again, his recruitment's changed a little bit since when you initially were in there. That said, Cameron Chandler's a stud, and when Penny's turned up the heat, typically he's gotten it. He did that with Musa Cisse, one of the top prospects in the country, got it turned around, something at one point looked dire, looked like it was done, looked like Memphis wasn't getting the vaccine. He turned it around. Penny Hardaway did that.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. So, anyway, that's impressive. The latest. We're waiting on Musa. I'll let you know, Jason, when that decision's coming, okay?
I'll be watching his Instagram.
You just stay tuned, okay?
Okay.
We'll come back. We'll talk to Seth Greenberg about Penny Hardaway, about the TBT that's taking off right now. Red Scare versus Big X is going on right now. Lots more to come. Jason and John, 99 FM, ESPN.
She serves too. Women make up about 16% of the American Armed Forces, and they've got a story to tell. From what it's like to wear the nation's military uniform and break glass ceilings while in the military, to transitioning to civilian life when their tour of duty is complete. Stay connected to the unique perspective of female veterans at ConnectingVets.com.
Whether you were a soldier, sailor, airman, or Marine,
ConnectingVets.com.
Hi, it's Glenna Ward with Intercom Radio and Digital Solutions. For my entire career, I have helped Memphians with their advertising needs. So whether you need help with your radio advertising or a digital plan, call me. I have experience in helping all types of businesses reach their sales and branding goals. 901-337-9857. There's no cost in a conversation, so let's talk. Whether it is branding or a special event or sale, 901-337-9857. Thanks.
It's the perfect time for a powerful business refresh during Dell Technologies Cyber Savings event. It starts now with up to 50% off high-performance Windows 10 business laptops, desktops, and servers, plus top-brand electronics. It's also your chance to streamline IT and simplify PC life cycles with PC as a service. Dell Technologies recommends Windows 10 Pro for business. Call 877-ASK-DELL for a Dell Technologies advisor who can help you find the right tech. That's 877-ASK-DELL or visit dell.com/smallbusinessdeal.
Think about this little bicycle bell. It may seem small, but it comes from a small business, one of thousands on eBay, powered by millions of people, all working to get you exactly what you want. That's no small thing. That's everything. Get your thing on eBay.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. Working on an oil change? We can help you get started. Right now, you can get 5 quarts of Mobil 1 synthetic high-mileage motor oil and an STP extended life oil filter for just $31.99. And if you need it fast, you can get it fast your way. Whether it's next day delivery or free same day pickup, in-store or curbside, the choice is yours. Getting your job done just got easier. Restrictions and details at AutoZone.com.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
And now a game of Commercial Chicken, brought to you by Progressive, where we see how long Flo can go without talking about insurance. Ready? Go.
So, have you noticed how everyone's grammar is completely awful now? Like, you know, the texting and the LOLs. Whatever happened to punctuation? I mean, drivers who switch to Progressive can save big.
Okay, you win. We can't help but save customers money. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Enjoy a fun farm-to-table experience with today's Perks Deal. Half off $50 to Belly Acres Restaurant. Belly Acres is the family affair in Overton Square. Get yours at GetMyPerks.com.
The sizzle is real this summer. And the weather won't be the only thing heating up. Because right now, your chance to win red hot cash is heating up too. Thanks to the new Red Hot Instant Games. So the next time you're out, why not pick one up? Then stay in, stay cool, and stay hot with Red Hot Instant Games. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing, summer-escaping fun. Please play responsibly.
Yankee Doodle wanted fun for just a single dollar. Found a jackpot in the millions and began to holler. Lotto America, look it up! The prize is getting bigger. Mind the rules and play today and you could be a winner. Go to town on Lotto America and put the country's hardest working game to work for you. Lotto America from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
All
we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN, and as promised, he is Seth Greenberg. You can catch him on tournament broadcast as well as college basketball analyst for ESPN, and he joins us now. Seth, how you hanging in there, man? Good to hear from you.
Doing well. Doing well. Obviously, these are different times, uncharted waters, but my family's healthy, and you know, we had a chance to see some live college basketball the other day, and you know, look, it's difficult. You know, the biggest thing is we got to have some discipline. Our country's got to have some discipline. We've got to have some respect for each other. We've got to make good choices. It's not that hard wearing a mask. It's not that hard keeping social distancing. It's not that hard to give up a little bit right now for the good of the group. We've all got to be great teammates, and that's the focus right now for me.
Yeah, absolutely agree. I hope behaviors have changed in the last week and a half, 2 weeks. That's really kind of our only hope at this point. You know, you've been calling tournament games. It's been nice to watch actual basketball being played, you know, in America with names that we know and recognize. You know, the NBA is obviously trying to restart, Seth, and everybody's getting to the bubble. I know the protocols have been a little bit more stringent with, you know, the tournament, but it's being done. They're having games, they're having sports, and their protocols seem to be working. Should that offer sort of some semblance of hope to other leagues, you know, like the NBA, that are trying to come back in the next few weeks?
I think so, but more importantly, these other leagues aren't taking the time to look at the protocols, taking the time to pick up the phone, call Albert Hall, who runs the NBA Summer League, who's overseeing a lot of the day-to-day execution of the TBT, calling John Mugar. What was good? What was bad? What worked? What didn't work? How do you deal with quarantine? What are you doing with check-in? All those things, because everyone else, they're in the lab. The people that are running the TBT, they're actually have executed the plan. And you know what? The key to this whole thing is going to be not just having a plan, but having the versatility and the agility to learn from someone else and then make it a little bit better. It's no different than coaching. You know, what we all steal from each other. So if you see someone do something or defend a ball screen a certain way or defend another action a certain way, you might look through that prism and say, you know what? That's interesting. I might be able to adjust, adapt, have the agility to incorporate that. So I'd be shocked if some of these NBA, these professional leagues don't reach out to the TBT, because it is working. The protocol is working.
You know, I saw one of the TBT players, coach, say that it's like survival, almost a double game where two, you're trying to not get the virus. Obviously, if one player gets it, then your team's out, but you're also trying to win. Said, too, that they're getting tested every day. And while we understand that that's incredibly important right now, it's got to be uncomfortable, to say the least. They're going through it, obviously, knowing what the, you know, what the big prize is and willing to do that. But where are they at mentally, do you think, in this terms? Because we're expecting NBA players to go down, right, with this NBA championship at the end, and expect them to, you know, stay quarantined for quite a while. These guys have been in Columbus. How are they doing with it?
You know, there's a big difference. I hope that it works with the NBA, but these guys know at most they're going to be in there for 11 days, 12 mm-hmm. days. All right, and I think the interesting thing, I get a kick out of it, is, you know, when you have a game in the TBT, you bring all your stuff to the game, and then if you lose, it's like The Bachelor. They put you in the limo and they send you home. Right. Except instead of going into the limo, the TBT, you go to the Drury Inn for a day to go through you know, the post game test, but. It's going to be really hard. It's going to be really hard for the NBA because you're talking about 3 months. Right. Now, their protocols will be different because I think if someone does get the virus, they will isolate them. They'll then continue to test everyone else. They're not going to shut a team down like mm-hmm. they've done in the TBT. But it's not an easy task. These guys that are playing in the TBT, though, you got to understand, they're playing for $1 million. But a lot of those guys are playing for a cause. A lot of those guys are playing to have one more chance to play with their guys, right. The guys they played with in college. So it's a little bit different because they're having that one last shared experience. The TBT, in a lot of ways, and I've been involved with it now for 5 years, it's like a family. And everyone in that family is pulling in the same direction to make sure that this thing comes off. So I think lessons can be learned. I think it'll be interesting to see how the NBA executes it. You know, I've already seen, like, people showed pictures of what they brought the NBA players while they're in their 48 hours of quarantine. the meals. That's not going to be the meals they're having every day. That's just to get them through the first 2 days. But you can see that, I wouldn't say there's a crack in the bubble, but there's already some people, like, you know, complaining. You can't complain. You've made a choice to play, all right? It's not about excuses. It's not about complaining. It's about making a sacrifice and then sticking to your commitment as long as that, you know, the health situation works well.
Is anybody going to beat this overseas elite team that's added Joe Johnson this year? Carmen's crew, the defending champion that beat them last year, are you talked about family, and it seems like one of the things they've always got going for them, their togetherness. They know each other so well, that team based out of Ohio State. How's this one going to play out, Seth? Can anybody beat overseas elite with Joe Johnson?
Yeah, I think this overseas elite team, they're getting Joe Johnson, they're getting Jared Jack, but I'll tell you who they're not having. They don't have the LeBron James of the TBT, and that's DJ Kennedy, who's won $7 million over the last 5 years. They don't have DeAndre Kane, who played with, actually, DJ Kennedy in high school at Schenley High School and won a state championship.
DeAndre.
They don't have Eric McCollum, who was a big-time shot maker, or Kyle Fogg, who made big plays for him. So this is like overseas elite 2.0, more pros. One thing about the TBT, if you watch the games, your NBA pedigree means nothing. Mm. It's almost like a McDonald's All-American coming to college. Once you step in out, across those lines and you go to your first practice, you're a McDonald's All-American, and everything else that comes along with it, that's over with. You got to get it done between the lines. The greatest thing about the TBT is, you know what? If you play well, you win. If you don't, you lose. What you did in the past has nothing to do with what you're going to do in the future.
We're talking to Seth Greenberg. Catch him on TBT broadcast, college basketball analyst for ESPN. I think the other thing, Seth, that I'm reminded of when I watch, you know, some of these games, and it's been the case, honestly, the last several years, is it is just that reminder of, I mean, these are big-name guys, big-time college players who did not make the NBA or made the NBA, but now they're in the TBT. It's really a reminder of, you know, how damn difficult it is to crack the NBA, isn't it? Because you're watching these games, and these are really, really good players, and they're not in the NBA. And to me, like, it just drives home, like, you got to be the elite of the elite to make that league.
The NBA is a very exclusive club. I say it all the time. Like, all these kids coming out of high school, well, I'm just going to go to the NBA Academy and then just go to the league. No, you're not. Most of you are not. That's just the way it is. Yeah, Malachi Richardson, think about this. A guy had 20 against Virginia in the second half in the Elite Eight game to go to the Final Four. Some teams don't get 20 against Virginia in a half.
Right.
And yet, 2 years in the league, and he's out. So it's not just about getting to the league. It's staying in the league. Now look, it's a very exclusive club. And, you know, you've got guys. The great thing about the TBT is you've got these guys that you remember from college. They were very good players in college. They're so much better now because they're stronger. They have a better basketball IQ. They've played in hundreds of games. They've been coached by terrific coaches. And more importantly, they embrace their roles and champion their roles. Because, you see, here's the deal. When you go to Europe, you better be a winning player, and you better embrace your role. Because if you're not a winning player, and you don't embrace your role, and you don't play to your strengths, you know what happens? You get sent home, and you do not get your check. So the maturity level of these players and their basketball IQ is at another level, and that's why they can come together in such a short period of time and be so stinking good, and the quality of basketball is so good.
Coach, college basketball, Memphis recently scheduled 3 games, one of them an exhibition. So next season they'll start a home-and-home with Alabama. How good is Alabama? You hope that that's obviously a game where you're playing in your non-conference, a tournament-caliber team, a team that's going to be there those 2 years. How good are they going to be, you think, under Nate Oates the next couple of seasons?
They should be very good. Recruiting's going at a high level. Their style of play is a style that is fun to watch and fun to play in. They play as fast as any team. They take care of the basketball. They lose Kyra Lewis and John Petty. But he's done a very good job of recruiting. The SEC is interesting. I thought that, you know, Eric Musselman's done a great job at Arkansas keeping guys home recruiting. I think that, you know, Coach Oates has done a really, really good job of recruiting. He's developing not only a culture, but more importantly, they have an identity of how they're going to play. Obviously, Penny's done the same thing in Memphis. So, you know, to me, that's a great game. That's a make-sense game. Like, for Memphis to play Alabama, for Memphis to play Ole Miss, those games just make sense. And Kermit Davis, by the way, is going to have a very good team as well. done at Ole Miss this year.
Yes.
Do you think, Seth, in the wake of sort of the pandemic and you know, every athletic department around the country is sort of, you know, making budget cuts here or there, do you think we are going to see a little bit more of that regionalization, you know, scheduling-wise, whether it's in Big Ten country, Big 12 country, Pac-12? You know, Memphis, do you think we'll sort of see that going forward?
Without a doubt. Fiscally, you have to be responsible right now. I mean, you've got to minimize exposure to potential viruses, but more importantly, you've got to be responsible within your university. And even if it's a guarantee game, you're going to see smaller guarantees. The days of the $110,000 basketball game guarantees, they're over. You're going to see more two-for-ones. You're going to see more teams traveling and playing a mid-major, high majors playing a mid-major on the road and going 2-for-1 so that they have to exchange less money. I mean, it's just right now they're going financially and obviously with the pandemic. And I know everyone says, well, there's always not enough money because coaches are getting paid and they're building facilities. Well, there's debt services on all these buildings. And if you go through a full year at a Power 5 school with no revenue for football, for you know, boxes and season tickets and concession, I mean, you can't make that money up. You still have all those fixed costs. So, yeah, I think you're going to see that. I think that's going to stick around for a while.
Yeah, and then last question, Seth. We certainly do appreciate your time. This is a pivotal year for Penny Hardaway. If you look at the best University of Memphis basketball coaches that have come through the last 30, 40 years, whether it's, you know, Dana Kirk, Gene Bartow, Larry Finch, John Calipari, Josh Pastner, they all had an NCAA tournament appearance to their name by the end of season number 3. As we know, year 2 was cut short for Penny, but it did not look as though he was going to get in the tournament, sort of a miracle run in the AAC tournament. So this is a swing year for Penny. What's sort of your perspective on the job that he's doing and really how crucial this year coming up for him is?
Well, I think Penny Hardaway has more than 3 years. You know what I mean? I mean, you're Penny Hardaway. You're the face of Memphis basketball. I was really impressed with him. I did the Connecticut-Memphis game. Before the game, I spent a good deal of time with him and spoke with him a little bit, actually, the day prior. And I've had a number of conversations with him since then. He loves basketball. He loves to teach the basketball. He loves to be in the gym. And I think the biggest change for him and the adjustment for him is that, you know, right now, today's young player, really, sometimes they just don't get it. They don't allow themselves to be coached. They have one foot in and one foot out. They look at coaching as criticism. And, you know, I think that finding that balance between being a player's coach, his NBA pedigree, and then also coaching his team hard and being demanding and having a standard, and the standard's the standard of how hard you play and how unselfish you play and the way you play. I think he's going to be fine because he's so relatable. I was so impressed with him and the time I spent with him. He's likable. He's relatable. He's got a ridiculous basketball IQ. He's like a PhD in basketball. But these young players today, they've got to allow themselves to embrace it. It isn't about where you are now. Like the young guys, you know, they look at, you know, well, you know, I need to play the position. Like I'm going to use Precious as an example. Precious would have been a dominant player as a 4-5 guy that just played from 15 feet down. You know, Penny spent a ton of time with him. I watched him in pre-practice and in practice doing skill work with those guys. But you know what? In the end, winning games, Precious, you're dominant. And this is where he's going to play in the NBA too. You're dominant as a hybrid forward that can post up and step out. You know, you've got to play to your strengths right now to put us in position to win. The whole idea is to develop players, to develop people, and to also win games. So I think finding that balance, because they do a great job of player development. The stuff they do before games and in practice is terrific. So I think he's going to be just fine. I wouldn't put a time clock on him because I don't think that's fair. You know, I would say, is he continuing to recruit? Does he have the support of the community? You know how much he cares. Look, if he's not getting it done, you won't have to tell Penny Hardaway to leave. He'll do it on his own because he has too much pride and too much love for the university. He's going to get it done. Like I said, I was blown away. I knew him, but I didn't know him. But the time I spent with him this season, I was really, really just impressed. You know, just really just a good basketball guy. And you know, that's coming from a guy that I'm a basketball lifer. He's a basketball lifer. And he looks at it not just as a, from a player's perspective. He is all in on being a great coach for Memphis.
Yeah. Hey, Seth, man, this was
great
stuff.
Appreciate that perspective.
We appreciate the time as always.
Thank you, Coach.
All right, thanks, guys.
Yep.
He is Seth Greenberg. He is Seth Greenberg, ESPN analyst, and sounds like believer in Penny. Remember him initially had his reservations, it sounded like, about Penny when he first got the job. Hey, well, got a coach too, but it sounds like Penny's convinced him that he is certainly motivated and equipped to get it done at Memphis. We'll be back. Jason John, 929 FM, ESPN.
Yeah, we're all busy with important things to do. But don't forget, it's also important to laugh. Laughing keeps you sane. So for your sanity's sake, check out Comedy Now on radio.com.
After college, I moved into my own apartment. It's near where my parents live. It's across the hallway.
Comedy Now plays nonstop stand-up comedy from the best comedians in America.
I'll tell you what place I like on the plane is that little bathroom. It's like your own little apartment on the plane.
Listen to Comedy Now anytime on radio.com, on your desktop, smart speakers, or the free radio.com app.
If there's anything we know about Mid-Southerners, it's that we've got grit and determination. We as Mid-South, individuals, business leaders, and community leaders have a common goal, to come out of this stronger than ever. Together, we can move Memphis forward. We want to spotlight those who are moving Memphis forward. We'd love to hear from you. It can be your own story, the story of a business, or someone you know. Share the positives with us so we can share it with the city. Simply visit 929ESPN.com and click on the hashtag Move Memphis Forward banner. Hashtag Move Memphis Forward, powered by Best Care Plumbing, Heating, and Air.
There's a lot of famous Joes out there. Heck, there's even a lot of average Joes out there. But in the auto collision repair business, there's no one more famous than Joe Stewart Body Shop. Family owned since 1969 with an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating, Joe Stewart specializes in the luxury lines like Mercedes, BMW, Jaguar, Land Rover, Acura, Honda, but they can make any vehicle shine like new again. And they've been voted a Memphis Most Best Auto Body Collision Repair 7 years running by the Commercial Appeal. Call 901-323-2296 in Memphis or 901-850-0022 in Collierville or visit online at joestewartbodyshop.com.
It's Mattress Firm's 4th of July sale. Save up to $500 when you get a king mattress for the price of a queen or a queen for a twin. Plus, get a free adjustable base when you spend $699. And get 50% off select mattresses from our top-rated brands like Beautyrest, Serta, and Sleepy's. Shop in-store, online at mattressfirm.com, or by phone with a sleep expert for these amazing deals. Hurry in, only at Mattress Firm. Offer valid with qualifying purchase. Restrictions apply. Valid at participating locations only. Some hot buys only available online. For offer details, visit mattressfirm.com/sale.
The motto for world-class competition has always been faster, higher, stronger. It's the same for Navien, makers of condensing tankless water heaters. Faster to install and set up. Higher performance and efficiency to provide endless hot water. Stronger with the industry's strongest warranty. All because of the copper-free stainless steel heat exchanger built in every unit. Learn about Navien's condensing tankless water heaters and find a Navien contractor at tanklessmadesimple.com. That's tanklessmadesimple.com.
The sizzle is real this summer, and the weather won't be the only thing heating up, because right now, your chance to win Red Hot Cash is heating up too, thanks to the new Red Hot Instant Games. So the next time you're out, why not pick one up? Then stay in, stay cool, and stay hot with Red Hot Instant Games. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing, summer-escaping fun. Please play responsibly.
Yankee Doodle wanted fun for just a single dollar. Found a jackpot in the millions and began to holler. Lotto America, look it up! The prize is getting bigger. Mind the rules and play today and you could be a winner. Go to town on Lotto America and put the country's hardest working game to work for you. Lotto America, from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Hi. This is Jim Miller, and Origins is back.
I said to Cameron, I'm like, this doesn't come around very often, and I want to be in this movie.
Chapter 6, Almost Famous turns 20.
I am a golden god!
Yeah! You made friends with them.
Well, it was fun.
Because they make you feel cool.
To celebrate Almost Famous' 20th anniversary, we've managed to put the band back together again, including the director and writer of the film, Cameron Crowe himself. Plus, Kate Hudson, Frances McDormand, Billy Crudup, Jason Lee, Patrick Fugit, Zooey Deschanel, Jimmy Fallon, rock stars Peter Frampton and Nancy Wilson, and more.
It's what it's like to be a fan, to love some band so much that it hurts.
Join me as it all unfolds. with Origins Chapter 6, Almost Famous Turns 20. Subscribe now on radio.com, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you...
Hey, so are you the type of guy that wants to look put together, but doesn't want to spend hours at the mall finding new clothes? So you can look great at the office, on the road, or even just on the weekend with friends and family? I hear you. This is why there's Stitch Fix, your personal styling service that delivers hand-picked clothes right to you. Stitch Fix is simple. Sign up in just a few minutes. Tell them about the brands that work for you, and even let them know what types of styles you prefer. Stitch Fix is convenient. You get great clothes delivered right to you, so you can try new styles on in the comfort of your own home and make a decision without any pressure. And Stitch Fix is on your terms and priced to match your budget. There's no subscription required ever. Keep what you want and send back anything you don't. So, isn't it time you got it all together? Get started today at StitchFix.com. Stitch Fix, personal styling for men, women, and kids. Stitch Fix, personal styling for everybody.
To the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station. I was sleeping
with a loaded gun. It's hump day, which means it's a good night. Good night, indeed. So pour yourself a drink. Do it with Riverset Rye Whiskey. It's a small batch, 93 proof whiskey that's made right here in the city of Memphis, aged along the banks of the Mississippi River, which I don't know about you guys, to me, makes me proud to buy that bottle because you're supporting locally, you're drinking locally, and that is important. We want to support our own, and that's what you're doing every time you pick up a bottle of Riverset Rye. You can drink it any number of ways. That's the great thing about it. You can drink it on the rocks. You can drink it neat. You can make a cocktail with it. Doesn't matter. I'm not going to tell you how to drink your whiskey. That's your decision. But there is only one decision for me, and that's buying a bottle of Riverset Rye. Only $29.99 wherever fine liquors are sold. What are you waiting for? Pick up a bottle for your weekend today. Join the Rye Revolution. Go against the current. Pick up a bottle of Riverset Rye today. We're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Hey, man, before we get up out of here, don't let me leave. Don't leave me, Jason. Don't leave me. Are you familiar with that trend? Okay. Well, I'll explain to you. Okay, how about
that? Quite a production okay. There. Is that from a movie?
Check it out. Okay.
Is that a TikTok thing?
Okay, so right here, I have grass, okay? I have grass.
Are you talking to somebody besides
me?
You,
I have grass.
You're looking crazy. Okay, you got grass. What does that
mean? I hop over the grass. Okay. Grasshopper. Oh, don't leave me. Don't leave me.
What is that? That's a TikTok.
Do you get it? Do you get it, though, man?
No.
It's like you're applying two things that don't have anything to do with each other, and then you're combining them into the compound word. You familiar now?
That's what the kids are doing. It's the don't leave me challenge.
You know.
You haven't confirmed or not whether this is TikTok or not. I've
it
asked
is TikTok.
You like three
yeah,
times.
It is TikTok.
Oh, well, I got that part right.
Yeah, it is definitely a TikTok.
I still haven't seen it and won't do anything that foolish.
Okay, you will not do anything that foolish.
No, yours sounded good, though. You should put that up. Maybe it'll go viral.
Yeah, thanks. Okay, but do not let me leave today without giving an absolute monster salute. A gigantic
every weekday
a gigantic salute to Mike Golic.
Oh, well done. Good, smart for you to do this. Use some time to do this.
20 years.
It's more than 20, right? Overall, isn't it?
Like, I think it's probably I think
like
99
is rounded down.
Yeah, there's like 20, like it's like 21
right.
Or so.
Because when he was like 17, 18, just with Mike, right? Just with Greenberg.
Exactly.
And they've gone about as long as we have on this, which is close to four. I think it's over three, I think. And so, yeah, man, that's quite the run.
Golic.
I've missed him from the last couple of days because I don't want to watch Japanese baseball sometimes on Forget Up. They're coming on late to show that. And so what I found myself doing is switching over to the broadcast of Golic and Wingo and noticed that, you know, Junior's there, Mike Junior's there, but Mike has not been the last few days, obviously. with the news that things are shaking up. He's out of there, right?
Yes.
I think for Wingo, what's his future? I think it's cloudy.
Yeah. So Mike Golic is out after like we talked about.
Oh, more than 20 years.
More than 20 years.
ESPN Radio.
On ESPN Radio. And
we grew up with him.
They're changing the lineup. You know, our man Fitz is moving from noon to two to nine, 7 to 9 with Sarah Spain. So remember Spain and Fitz?
Yes.
They're reuniting.
Okay. Because Greenberg's getting his time.
He's coming back
now, right?
Yep.
Okay. That's big. Yeah.
He's coming back. Keyshawn Johnson, Jay Williams, and to be honest with you, I'm blanking on the third person. I'm not very familiar with the third person's work, but there's a new morning show, and let me just tell you, he started with ESPN in 1998, of October 1998.
Wow, is that 4 years out of high school?
And to be in the same time slot, doing the same thing in sports media. I mean, he lived through September 11th on the radio. He lived through the Great Recession on ESPN Radio. He lived through the 2016 election on ESPN Radio. And he damn near made it out of the coronavirus pandemic on ESPN Radio. Mm. That is absolutely incredible. I mean, you and I have hit how many bumps in the road in just 4 years? You know, this is local. I mean, the politics nationally don't even compare to local. You know, if you and I can just get along for 20 years, we'll probably be doing this show. But the pitfalls nationally are much greater. And I tell you what, I mean, it's really, you know, we talk a lot about Mike Francesa as somebody who paved the way for sports radio. But when I think about ESPN Radio, I think about Mike Golic. I think he did absolutely. He is on the Mount Rushmore of sports radio, whether you like him or not. There is just simply no denying that run. New partner, you know, go through everything he went through there, and still be there on the air after 20 years is remarkable. I hate that he's not going to be involved anymore. I mean, I feel like they could have found a place for him on ESPN Radio because it's not like the people don't listen to him. Golic and Wingo didn't work the same way that Mike and Mike did.
Right.
But I think that was always going to be a risk you run, you know, when you don't change much else.
Well, and the chemistry is always going to be impaired or lack of or whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever form of it they had.
Absolutely.
It's going to be compared to what he had,
which
was Hall of Fame caliber stuff that was going on with.
So just remember that when I get fired someday, okay?
Okay.
And you think the grass is greener on the other side, all right? Mm. I mean, it just is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But
never be the same.
Wanted to take this time to salute Mike Golic, who is
well done.
You know, a true professional in this industry, and honestly, a guy whose run we could only hope to touch on the local level, national level, whatever. 20 years is 20 years, and in this business, man, that's like 100 in other industries. You know what I mean? I mean, that really is quite something.
Would only be could be you know. Only hope to be so lucky, pray to be so lucky to have that long career, be part
of people's
lives.
I'll take half of it. I'll take 10. You know what I mean? Yeah. I mean, Gary's on 10, I think, right now. Gary Parrish's on 10.
That's impressive in its own
way. It is. He's quietly getting up there. 10 years in the same time slot? Pretty incredible.
That's big time.
Pretty incredible. Yeah. We're just getting to 4. We're just getting to 4. That's going to do it for us today. Thanks to all of our guests who joined us on the show today. Thanks, of course, to Sean Devaney. Thanks, of course, to Sky Clark. Thanks to Seth Greenberg. G-Dino and Jeffrey up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I am John, and we are gone.
The Mid-South's number one for sports. WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. On the radio.com live and rewind anytime. Smart speakers just say, play 92.9 ESPN.
The sizzle is real this summer, and the weather won't be the only thing heating up, because right now, your chance to win Red Hot Cash is heating up too, thanks to the new Red Hot Instant Games. So the next time you're out, why not pick one up? Then stay in, stay cool, and stay hot with Red Hot Instant Games. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing, summer-escaping fun.
please play responsibly.
Yankee Doodle wanted fun for just a single dollar. Found a jackpot in the millions and began to holler. Lotto America, look it up! The prize is getting bigger. Mind the rules and play today and you could be a winner. Go to town on Lotto America and put the country's hardest working game to work for you. Lotto America, from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
If you've ever been thinking about selling your home, now is the time.
That's right. Inventory is low and sellers are getting top dollar.
And there's no better team to call than the Live Love Memphis Group at RE/MAX Experts.
Call Jennifer Carstensen today at 901-685-6000. She took care of me and she'll take care of you. Visit livelovememphis.com.
Riverset is a small batch rye whiskey crafted in Memphis from the spirit of rock and roll. At 93 proof, every sip tells a story. Join us in our rye rebellion and pour a glass of Riverset rye. Cheers, y'all.
Go against the current with Riverset Rye. Please drink responsibly.
Memphis is known for its barbecue, but only one Memphis area restaurant actually serves world championship barbecue, and this is Gary Parrish reminding you that it's Memphis Barbecue Company, which has reopened at 50% capacity. They've instituted sanitation procedures greater than what the CDC and health department require, including a three-step approach to sanitizing tables so you can get back inside right now. So go order online at memphisbbqco.com.
Hey, so are you the type of guy that wants to look put together, but doesn't want to spend hours at the mall finding new clothes? So you can look great at the office, on the road, or even just on the weekend with friends and family? I hear you. This is why there's Stitch Fix, your personal styling service that delivers hand-picked clothes right to you. Stitch Fix is simple. Sign up in just a few minutes. Tell them about the brands that work for you, and even let them know what types of styles you prefer. Stitch Fix is convenient. You get great clothes delivered right to you, so you can try new styles on in the comfort of your own home and make a decision without any pressure. And Stitch Fix is on your terms and priced to match your budget. There's no...
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.